don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, we'll try again, see if this guest will be able to get connected to Pastor Teddy Mwale, who is going to be helping us with our daily focus. Remember, we've been dealing with doubt, and today we're focusing on faith in unexpected places. Pastor Teddy Mwale, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Ah, it is working. It's working. All right. Yeah. I was a bit frustrated wondering if we'd be able to hear me. I wasn't able to reach my other guests. But it's good that now it's sorted out. Thank you very much, sir. All right, let's get into it. Vunis, we're talking about faith in unexpected places. And, well, sometimes faith shows up in the most unexpected places, like smile from a stranger, like a quiet moment of peace, or even in the midst of our own doubts. So let's discuss that. Have you ever found faith in an unexpected situation or place?
Yes, definitely I have found faith in an unexpected situation. And this situation, I would love to share it with the listener. There was a time I almost lost hope. I was waiting for a vehicle to pick me from a point where we were preaching to take us to another point. And there was no vehicle that was coming. Wow. And I lost the faith. I lost it completely. I was like, yo, Lord, do you see what I'm doing here? And there's no help. There's no aid. I'm done with this thing.
Yeah.
But within a short period of time,
right,
unexpected thing happened. Right in front of me, a vehicle came from nowhere. So I can actually say faith in situations that unexpected is like a mustard seed.
Right. Yes. Okay. So how can we train ourselves, Mfundisi, to see God's presence in our everyday lives? Can we even?
I love your question. Can we train ourselves to see God's presence in our daily lives? Definitely we can. We can. The first point I want to make is we must not sin. We must train ourselves not to sin. First John chapter 2 actually encourages us not to sin. So when we are training ourselves not to sin against God, we are actually in his presence. Another point is that let's focus on God's plan. We are going to be seeing God in our praise in our daily lives every day, his presence in our daily life. When we focus on him and what are the plans that he has laid on for us.
Right. Yes. So when you say we must focus on God's plan, that presupposes we know God's plan. Is there anybody who knows God's plan?
No one knows God's
plan. So how do we focus on Jeremiah, it if we don't know it?
Yes. Jeremiah tells us in 29, I know, it's actually him who knows.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So how do we focus on it? You're saying we must focus on God's plan. How do we focus on God's plan? Because it is God who knows his plans. We don't. So how do we?
So it's more like the children of Israel. You know, God had a plan for them and they diverted from his plan. So when they diverted from his plans, he brought the Babylonians and they took them to a foreign land. So what do I mean here? It's when we open up and we let God lead us in the way he wants us to be led. And we are not going to be frustrated with life. We are not going to develop doubt because this is the plan. And it is fulfilled when Jesus taught us how to pray. He says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay. Let's talk gratitude then, Mfunis. What role does gratitude play in recognizing moments of faith during doubt?
Can you read for me Philippians chapter 4, if you're closer to a Bible text?
I can find
Philippians chapter 4. Get to Philippians chapter 4. Read for me verse 11 to 12.
Okay. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12, correct? Okay. Mine reads, and I'm reading it from the New International Version of Phonics. Verse 11 reads, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
There we have it. Paul actually is answering to our question. Gratitude, to be thankful. In other words, we can also put a contentment kind of lifestyle. Dear listeners, we must be content in whatever situation we are in, because it plays a very important role in our faith. When we are content, when we have gratitude over what God has done in our lives, I'm telling you, we are not going to have moments of doubt in our lives.
Is the pastor suggesting that contentment and gratitude are the same thing?
Similarly, they may be the same. I've used the word maybe, because gratitude comes with being thankful. You know, you are thankful of what that person has done to you. You are content over what that person has done to you. Similarly, we can say they are similar.
I say this because our question is about gratitude, and Paul is addressing the issue of being content. So would you like to merge those so that we can see these similarities the pastor is talking about?
I love the way you're posing your questions. Gratitude is to be thankful. It's a synonym of thankfulness. When someone is have gratitude, they are thankful for what you have done for them. And the Apostle Paul actually encourages us to be thankful, to be with gratitude all the time of what God has done in our lives. And I'm seeing this similar question because gratitude plays an important role, like you have asked the question, because it makes us not to fall into temptations of doubt. When God has given us what he has given us, and we are full of gratitude, we'll actually not doubt him.
Yeah.
So it does play an important role in our lives.
Then comes the issue of trodding on uncharted territory, going where no one else has gone before, discovering new things, which is very uncomfortable territory where I stand. How can we remain open to discovering faith, Mfundisi, in new and surprising ways?
Very, 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 very important question. And you and me, at one point, we may travel and go to an area where there's no faith. It is possible. Yeah.
Are you still
able to hear me?
I can, Mfundisi.
Yeah. I was actually saying, you and me, it's possible that we'll travel and go to a place that is we do not know.
Right.
And because we're at a place where we do not know, how can we open our eyes? How can we have this experience of opening our eyes? Now, I want to suggest something, dear listeners, to
Are you still there, Mfundisi? Right, our line to the pastor has just gone down.
And faith.
Sorry, Mfundisi, you got cut there. Could you just say that again, please?
Yes. I want to give an example of a centurion soldier, one who experienced faith in a different way.
Right.
When he just told Jesus to say, heal him from here. Just say words.
Yes.
We must open up. We must open up. We must expand, because faith does not deal with the location where we are.
Okay.
Faith deals with where we are going.
Okay.
So we must experience this way and see faith around us in this entire world. Actually, when we see men and women changed, when they begin to believe in God, our perception of faith must change.
Right.
You and me must experience it in a different way.
Right. Okay. Then my final question, Mfundisi, so what's one experience that changed the way you see faith in the world around you?
I love your questions. I love the way you're posing your questions to me. I have this scenario. I have this experience when we were conducting an evangelist campaign, and an atheist, someone who does not believe in God, when they heard the word of the Lord and they came to their, they opened their mind and said, Pastor, I want to join your faith. I experienced it differently. You know, it opened up my eyes that faith is not just something that we carry, but faith must be experienced. And this has made my experience to be different into in the way I see faith. Yeah. I don't just see faith as something that I believe in. I see faith as something that is reality.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mpundisi, that's how we end our conversation for this week. Remember, we had undertaken to have you and Pastor Andrew Piri discuss this in depth during a Sinai discussion, but I'm yet to schedule a studio time for us to do so, and then we can have that 2-hour conversation. Inkosi kakhulu, Mpundisi.
Thank you. I thought you were asking me another question.
No. No.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I look forward to another depth discussion with you.
Indeed.
In different topics.
We'll call you, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Right. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.